WMFO in Medford.
You've been listening to the Doug McDonald Band. It's off our first record. It's called Gimme My Guitar. My teeth are crooked, my hair is a mess. Gimme my guitar, let's rock this place. I got suburban blues in these Air Jordan shoes. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. You know you wanna rock, you know you wanna roll. Give me my guitar, you lose control. Got something going on here, got something going here. My blood sugar's low, I fell asleep on the bus. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. When I don't tie my shoes, I'll fall on my face. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. Sunshine sandals, I come from L.A. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. I'm the hula hoop king on beach party day. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. You know you wanna rock, you know you wanna roll. Give me my guitar, you lose control. Got something going here. Got something going here. Got something going here. Got something going here. Stage. I think I have a case. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. I played my bongos till I'm blue in the face. Now give me my guitar, let's rock this place. I said I played my bongos till I'm blue in the face. Now give me my guitar, let's rock this place. You know you're rocking, you know you're roll. Give me my guitar, you lose control. Got something going. Got something going here, got something going on in there. It's been a pleasure playing for you folks tonight. This is our last song of the evening. Doug McDonald Band, tune in, please, on WMFO.
I thought I reckoned.
bring it down low. Let's bring it down low for MFO. Let's bring it down low. We really want to hear what you have to say. Everyone's gathered around you, and I just want to leave this place. Hands are sore, and I hope no one sees me when I try to walk out the door. But you see, it's meant to be. I thought I recognized you.
Yeah, that was a great set from Doug McDonald in Studio D on the Mickey D Show right here. We got to let them towel off and get themselves together, and they'll be back in here in a few moments to be interviewed here. But great set from the Doug McDonald Band, and they'll be in a few minutes, as I said before, and we got to get back to the music. This is WMFO in Medford.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Down in panic, I was
Sorry about that. We have a little technical difficulties with CD player 3. Let's see if it'll play again. Hold on. Not playing. Okay, so we just heard Undercover Jesus by Butterscott. And we are going to go back to here. See, you like this.
Another dead end shows up as I go along. my tears are painted all over this scrub in my blood.
Yeah, that was Susie Hatton, Stuck in a Rut. Now we have the Doug McDonald Band in the studio. Hi, Doug.
Hey,
hi, Patty.
Michael, how you doing?
I'm here.
Nice to see you.
I'm here and there.
Great to see you.
It's good to see you guys. I haven't seen you guys since June. We did that gig together at the tavern at the end of the world.
What a fun show.
Fun place, too. Loved Tim and the boys down there.
Yep.
I always put together a... good bills, and it was really. We had Greg Allen's Fringe Religion on that
great
gig. That was a kicking gig.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So, what's been going on in the world with Doug McDonald in band?
Well, we've been playing a lot. We just finished our new CD, Lightning Head. So, we're trying to get it out there and promote it. And, you know, that's our main thing right now is just push this record. You know.
Yeah. Where did you do the record?
We did it at a place called Keep the Edge Studio in Quincy.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard.
It used to be in Austin, now it's in Quincy. This guy, Keith Adzik, he's great, great producer.
Yeah. How many songs are on the CD?
Nine.
Okay.
Nine songs. We had Asa Brebner play on one song. He plays lead, and we had a cello player that was... he was excellent. He played on one song, too, so...
You want to give us a little background on Asa?
Asa,
I've
known Asa for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, at least 25 years,
And most people know him from Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
The Chartbusters. He played with Jonathan Richman. He played... His own stuff is just phenomenal.
I know. Family Jewels.
Family Jewels. And all his records are great.
He has several his own CDs out and stuff.
Yeah. We trade a lot of CDs off and on.
How did you meet him?
I met him at a party with a friend of mine, Peter Johnson, and we just became friends. We hit it right off, you know. He really likes the music that I write too. So, and I like his stuff. So we hit it off instantly, you know.
Here's a question. First, introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's Doug McDonald,
and I'm Patty Short.
Yeah. That heavy hitting was done by Patty in there.
Oh,
only a two-piece.
Yes, she did all the work.
You make it sound very full. Very full.
Yeah.
And the glass is not half empty, it's full.
Oh, yeah.
With two. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the inspirations for some of the songs in your new CD.
Let me think. One is about Jason's Record Store, and that is a record shop in Quincy that we used to go to when we were kids, and just talks about that in a relationship with the channel, you know, going to all ages shows at the channel when we were younger, and you know how it just changed my life, going to different shows there. And
what year did you start hitting the clubs?
Well, the all ages shows in the 80s, I was a kid, but I was a drummer first.
Yeah.
I played drums for years. So I played drums for...
Did you have previous bands?
A couple of different bands. I played with my brother Steve, who's a musician, and that was easy going, guys. Yes.
How about you, Patty?
I started out playing piano when I was younger, took piano lessons, and then my brother's friend brought over a drum set, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
I still love the piano. I still dabble in it here and there, but
You probably heard the famous Van Halen story, right?
No.
When they were kids, Eddie and his brother Alex basically, interested in music. And Alex had bought a classical guitar, and Eddie had bought basically a drum set, a St. George drum set. So when Eddie was out, delivering his papers, his brother was behind his drum set beating on it. So, if he's going to do that, I'm going to play the guitar. And it all worked out. And it worked out for you guys, too.
Yeah, we've been playing together now for about 8 years. So
now, how did you meet Patty?
I met Patty just through the music scene, different people, you know, different musicians, you know, and we've been playing together for, you know, a good 8 years, which is, you know, unheard of. Now everyone seems to break up, except, you know, you guys have been, you've been playing with the same band for a long
time. Any good fights? Any good dirt?
I'm going to laugh about that one.
Something that's family friendly? No, I guess not.
She says I'm moody.
Well, she can always whip a drumstick at you and change her attitude, I guess.
Like any band, though, you know, it's
we work through it,
you know. And you hear other people going through the same stuff in other bands, you know, so you're not alone.
Are you both social people? I think you're originally from
Braintree.
And you are from?
Pointing.
Okay, social people.
Yeah.
It's not like we have a prejudice against social people. Right? It's like they are over there.
Yeah, they come.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
Lock up the cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But hide the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, were there some bands either for you that was very influential and you said, "That's what I need to do"? Or was it a longer process?
My brother, I used to listen to my brother's record collection all the time, you know, either the Beatles, Stones, you know, I mean, all those bands, you know, and, you know, you just, you know, the music was always around my home. Yeah. You know, my father was could play organ and sing, and, you know, so we all just picked up instruments, you know, in my family, my brother Steve, me, you know, just learned stuff, you know, and just started writing songs, you know, and I said, well, you know, maybe I'll do this for a while, you know.
Now, you mentioned one song on the CD. Are there others that you would like to give us a little insight to?
What do you think? I don't know. They're kind of, a lot of the songs that I wrote are like different stories, like kind of pieced together.
Yeah.
So, and just, you know.
They're collages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, this CD, I kind of just went out and just said, you know, I'm not going to sit there and try to construct, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just whatever lines or whatever comes together, and all of a sudden it's some reason they fit.
I know.
It's a strange thing.
See, I used to write songs about my ex-girlfriends, but it was a collage of different people. Because obviously not one person could be that horrible, you know?
Yeah.
Just kidding. No,
I
kidding.
Got you, though. You know, believe me.
No, they're all beautiful, nice ladies. I wish them the best, and I make sure, hopefully, they don't have weapons. But
yeah, exactly.
You know, you have a little bit different approach, and you know, is this your view of life or your insight into life? And you go, well, this is how I want to frame it. I see the world in a certain way, and you know, some of it is very local, you know, that's very inspiring to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think local stuff is important. You know, I mean, you know, you see it around you, and it's real. You know, I like the realness of the whole thing. You know, And you can make it, the realness is, you know, fictional too, you know.
Do people ever come up and go, you know, I'm glad you did it, or I remember that place or that situation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Jack's Joke Shop, we wrote that, and that's a place in Quincy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's Jack's Joke Shop in Boston.
Yes, yeah.
But no, it's Jack's Joke Shop in Quincy, and I walked by one day, and it changed to Don's Joke Shop.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, man, I guess you should write a song. You know, it used to be Jack's Joke Shop. Now it's Don's. But Don's didn't work, so I changed it to Jake's.
Yeah.
You know?
Do people ever come up and go, I wish you'd write a song about this situation?
Yeah, of course. You know?
Yeah. Anything in particular?
No, not really. You know, there's so many of them. People are like, oh, you should write this. You know what? Let me give you lyrics. You know, listen, you know how it is being a songwriter yourself, you know?
Yeah, it's my grandmother. She has some good lines.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, some things you just got to, you know, me and Patty just kind of keep to our own thing, you know?
So what is your schedule promotion for this CD?
Well, we're talking to you, you know, we've talked to you for a while before, you know, and this is big promotion for us right here, you know, college radio and, you know, try to get it on some other college radio.
And you can let your friends know that for all the Doug McDonald Band that we archive this for 2 weeks, so they can go down, they can download it, and they can listen to it again for 2 weeks.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great, you know. And
definitely, I'm going to let a lot of people know because a lot of my friends are asleep.
How asleep are they, Doug? Are they like with the fishes asleep?
I think they were asleep at 7.
Oh, okay. They must get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning to deliver the bread.
No, they just sleep.
There you go. Patty's pointing to herself.
Yeah.
What do you guys do for regular 9 to 5s?
I work in a market over in Cambridge. I don't know if I should say the name.
No, you don't have to, but you could say where it is in Cambridge.
Yeah, it's over on Huron Ave.
Okay.
It's called Fresh Pond Market.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Did I say it?
Well, you know, everybody has to be someplace.
Oh, boy.
And you probably, you know, rule the roost there, right?
Yeah, no. Believe me. It's a place you should stop by.
Yeah, come by and see Doug, buy a banana, wave to him, you know?
Yeah, you'd enjoy it there. You got great gourmet food.
I suggest that you eat a lot of food there and support him so he can support his music habit, and please don't throw anything at him. And you, Patty.
Tomatoes.
What do you do?
I work for FedEx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, deliver packages.
Packages.
Yeah. Lots and lots of packages.
This time of year.
Yes. I had an ex-girlfriend that worked for FedEx. I think they do an average of like 64 deliveries a day or something like that.
I do over 100.
Wow. Wow. So you probably can only spend like 5.6 seconds at each location or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of my customers.
No.
Release a lot of stuff.
I really don't like it when delivery services throw it through my front window, but that's a different story. Yeah, I live on a main street, so it's kind of tough. I have to make sure that I'm out there or somebody else is owning it, you know?
Yeah.
But we tip our hat. Somebody's got to make the deliveries, you know?
Yeah.
And deal with the traffic in Boston. There's a song right there.
I hear it.
Hear those
mufflers dragging.
There you go. You know?
So is my soul.
I know. Remember the old expressway? There was a song right there.
Yeah.
I hated that road.
Ugh.
That and the Jamaica Way. On a bad storm, whoa.
Torture.
Yeah. I know. There's another song. See, the wheels in Doug's heads are turning right now. He's going, how can I exploit this?
Yeah. My headphones are burning and wheels are turning.
All local.
Is there anything you ever want to sing about that's not local? Maybe personal relationships or something you see in the news or the television or something?
I've done a lot of records about that.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot. I write about.
Yeah.
I write about women. I write about my women. Don't worry about it. I get it out there.
For the people in Radioland, he has a protective vest on.
Yeah.
And he's got the blinds closed here at the station. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any insight to that, but
I wonder what their type of songs would be about me.
You know, that's the thing called Facebook. You can ask them, and there's a song right there for you.
I know. They find you on Facebook. Believe me.
Oh yeah, I have a couple formers. Yeah,
yep.
There's like four or five of them. And one came out of the woodwork. You might as well add me. I've been chasing you for years. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Just don't get near me. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It's a crazy world. Yeah, it must be. How's your family? Your family's always supported your music habit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. It's important to do that. I mean, I know some families, I grew up, my father wanted me to be a professional sports person, but, you know, I disappointed and became a musician.
Yeah. No, you didn't disappoint us, so
yeah.
We like you, love your music.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes.
So are there websites or other things that you need to promote? And how many records do you have out right now?
We got four.
Yep.
Four records.
Yeah, tell us what they are.
One is Give Me My Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bones.
And
Dual Speaker
and Lightning Head.
Yeah. How did that title Lightning Head come around? It was that...
Patty came up with it. All of a sudden, she said to me, hey, you know what? Let's call it Lightning Head.
Yeah.
I go, where'd you get that from? She goes, I like it. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Lightning Head it is.
I can see the promos from now. You're on top of a hill with a tinfoil hat and holding an antenna.
Yeah.
The thunder and lightning storm. I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, his shoes are glowing on the cover of the album, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
White glowing shoes.
Yeah. So, you have some other stuff will be coming up hopefully soon.
Yeah, we've got a show coming up. We're playing a benefit, Toys for Tots in Quincy, with a band called the Crooked Devils.
Mm.
And that's at Pete's Bar and Grill, right across from the shipyard.
Oh, yeah? That a new place?
It's been around for a long, long time.
Wasn't there a place in Quincy called the Yard Rock?
There was a place called the Yacht Rock.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But that's on the 16th.
Do you play a lot of places? Have you played a lot of places
Friday
in Quincy?
Friday the 16th. Sorry.
I played a few places in Quincy. The Granite Rail.
We live in Quincy, for God's sake. Braintree, Quincy, Granite Rail, everywhere.
Yeah, I played. There was a Blackwater Cafe for a while or something. It's several names removed from that now.
What's that one in Quincy?
Well, yeah. There used to be the, you know, the Beachcomber in Quincy. That was a big
one. Oh, yeah. I used to go there all the time.
That was a lot of fun. You know, that was around for a long, long time.
And they made that bar pizza there that everybody liked.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a weird, long-shaped room, kind of like boomerang-shaped.
Yeah.
And one side, way on one side, was the bar and the locals. And then there was us rock and rollers down the other end.
Yep.
So you probably went down there and probably tripped over, like, Richie Parsons' feet or something.
Oh, yeah. And then there was Dee Dee's Lounge in Quincy. That was a lot of fun, too. Yeah. That was a good rock club at one time. But
then the President's Rock Club.
Rock Club.
And then there was the South Shore Music Hall for a while, too, wasn't
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
but excellent. But they didn't seem to last too long, huh?
We played there when it was called Club 58, I think.
Yeah. What is the scene in Quincy? Is it kind of fluctuating?
Oh, it's a scene, man.
Yeah. I guess if you're in it, it's a scene.
Oh, it's a scene.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's, you know, it's a lot of clubs are closed, and, you know, a lot of rock venues, I mean, as you see around town, they're all, you know, disappearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's the cost of doing business.
It really is.
We have a food reviewer that's on Saturday morning, Mike on the Mic, and he's constantly posting restaurants that are opening and closing, and it's for every one that opens, seems like two close. And
right.
It's a money, you know, it's very expensive to do business here. So we
hottest business in the world, the restaurant business.
We have to tip our hat to the people that are willing to do the music.
Yes.
You know, I mean, basically it's a nighttime thing mostly, and mostly on the weekends and stuff. So
yeah, and people work during the day, and they're gonna make ends meet too. You know,
any special way you get people to come out to your gigs? Do you like knock on their door or give them a telegram or sing their birthday song or something?
No, we just try to email people. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we get people there. You know, there's getting more and more people coming out to see us, which is good. You know, they like the music, you know, and they think it's the records are good too, so they listen to them. And
yeah, you know, that's
great. And you can check us out on DougMacDonaldBand.com.
Are there anything on YouTube?
Oh, yes, for YouTube. Ah, yes, we have a lot of YouTube.
That's a gold mine for you people, huh?
And Reverb Nation. We're on Reverb Nation too.
That's great. Well, thank you, Doug and Patty, for coming in. And like I said, we have the archives up for you guys for 2 weeks. And I know Joel will give you a nice CD of your performance tonight. And we hope you share and play that, you know, with your fans also.
We will.
So thank you for coming in. Thank you, Patty. Thank you. Doug,
good to
see you.
Yeah.
Great seeing you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we do it soon.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to get back to the music here. And thanks again for Doug and Patty and the Doug McDonald Band. Doug.
Me and Johnny are at the bar again, and I'm wearing a halo of sin. We're drunk and high. It's time to take us home again. We'll be right back.
goes in the ground. There's nothing quite so sorry than a bad drunkard's remorse. Well, I may be real hungover, but at least I stayed the course. I got hammered and I got nailed, spent the next 5 days in jail. But the rest I can't recall, 'cause of too much alcohol.
Revenge.